Hi, this is Phil. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. If you joined us last time, we shared about the parable of the sower and the four kinds of soil he planted the seeds in. Well, in today's episode, we will learn what the soil is called, the path, and how your heart can be like that. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Let's get started.
Come on, everyone. Grab your pencils, Bibles, pets, and everyone in your house. All the scripture read today will be found in the New International Version of the Bible. So, after the episode, you'll want to look them up for yourself. Maybe those verses could be your daily devotions. It's just an idea.
Have you ever heard of the mustard seed in the Bible? Well, Jesus taught about the mustard seed and faith in Matthew 17:20, when he said, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." That's what the Mustard Seed Kids are all about. Our theme for today's episode is the heart conditions, or the path. And our scripture is Matthew 13:3-4 and 18 and 19. Be sure to bring a paper along too, so you can draw a picture or an illustration of today's explanation about our hearts being like the path. Let's meet the Mustard Seed Kids at the Plantville Christian School.
Hi, Miss Lori. Could I ask you a question?
Certainly, Brian. What is it?
What do you call a curly, green-headed woman on a red and white plane traveling from Philadelphia to London?
Oh, I don't know, Brian, but I know you have the answer. What do you call a curly, green-headed woman on a red and white plane traveling from Philadelphia to London?
How about a passenger?
Brian!
Oh, Brian, I should have known you would have a joke about my curly green hair sooner or later. That was very good. I believe God is going to use you in a very special way with your humor. Okay, class, I'll see you tomorrow. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Bye, Miss Lori.
Jesus loves you too. You know, JR and Andy, I've been thinking all day about the parable of the sower. I just don't understand it. Do you?
Well, I know it was about a farmer and different kinds of soil.
And there were some plants that grew and some that didn't.
So Miss Teresa read the story about the parable of the sower in class yesterday. And she said that the farmer was Jesus, and the seeds were his stories.
Yes, but what about soil? I don't understand.
Well, Andy, Miss Teresa explained that the different kinds of soil are well like heart conditions. Andy, do you have a heart condition? Are you feeling sick? You know, we all have a heart condition.
Oh no, do we have to go to the doctor?
No, Andy, we don't have to go to the doctor. Our hearts could be like this path leading to our house, or these rocks that are right there.
Or like the thorns on that bush over there.
This is getting complicated.
Andy, it's okay. Let's go in the house and we'll talk some more.
It's okay, guys. Come on.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Cousin Julie. I didn't know you would be here yet.
Well, my classes are finished for today, so I came home early. You look hungry, JR.
Well, I don't know about JR, but I'm hungry and I smell cookies.
Okay, you mustard seed kids. Here you go. Sit down. JR, will you find the plates? And Andy, will you bring the milk?
Got it.
Julie, will you bring the plate of cookies in from the kitchen, please?
Sure. It's all ready. Here you go, guys.
So, how was your day at school, everyone?
Well, before we went to our classes, Miss Worry read the parable of the sower to us. But then the bell rang and we had to go. Do you know what the story is about, Mom?
Oh, yes, Brian. It's about a farmer. Maybe I should invite Miss Teresa to come for supper tomorrow night and we can talk about it together.
Great idea!
Aunt Betty, I heard what Miss Lori shared. Could I help explain it to the boys?
Oh, why, certainly, Julie. Go ahead.
Well, remember that a parable is a comparison or an illustration. And remember, Jesus taught in many parables or comparisons. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 and 14, it says, "He spoke in parables because the people were spiritually dull." You know what dull is, right?
It means slow to think or understand, lacking in interest.
So, the people Jesus was speaking to were lacking in their interest of spiritual things, or they were slow in understanding of what he was saying about spiritual things. Have you ever thought about your heart being like a path?
Flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to know. God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. God is a farmer and he wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
I don't think I'm ready for this right now. Mom, can we go play outside for a while?
Sure, Andy. Finish your snack, and then you can get some fresh air.
Thanks, Mom.
Mom, if you don't mind, I want to finish my homework and then do some research.
That's fine, Brian. I'll call you when supper's ready.
Aunt Betty, I really learned a lot being at school with Miss Lori today. I think I could help the boys understand the parable if you want.
Oh, Julie, I'd really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. After supper, I'll spend some time looking up the scripture and studying it. Do you need some help right now?
Yes, Julie. I'm so glad you decided to spend your college years here with us. You're a tremendous help to me.
No problem, Aunt Betty. I'm pondering what God wants me to learn while I'm here. I'm beginning to see some things now.
After supper, Julie helped Aunt Betty with the dishes, and the boys did their chores, finished their homework, and then headed off to bed. Let's join them as morning arrives.
Oh, it can't be morning. Just 5 more minutes.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, it's another day. What jokes can I pull on the twins or Miss Lori today? I must really think. Oh, I know. I'll just ask them some. What do you call? Give them a clue, and they'll never even know I'm telling jokes. Oh, this'll be fun. I'll just get dressed and head on downstairs. They probably hit the snooze button.
Hey, Andy, we better get up or we'll be late for school.
Isn't it Saturday?
No, it's only Tuesday. Come on, Andy, get up.
Can't you just tell Mom I don't feel good?
Andy, that's not the truth.
Andy, JR, Brian, are you up?
Yes, Mom. Okay, Andy, now you must get up.
Okay, I'm up.
Good morning, Mom.
Hi, Brian. You seem rather chipper this morning. Are you thinking about something special, or did you just have a good night's sleep?
Well, if you must know, I've been thinking.
Brian, I see that twinkle in your eye again, and your mouth is turned up in a grin. I know you're up to something. Come on, what is it?
Oh, I was just wondering what you call a man with a spade.
Is that a homework question? I have no idea, Brian.
No, it's not a homework question. I was just thinking.
What do you think you would call a man with a spade?
I would call him Doug. Do you get it, Mom?
Oh, yes, Brian, I get it. Are you going to ask your brothers that question?
Of course, and I think I'll ask him this one, too.
What's that, Brian?
What do you think you would call a man without a spade, Mom?
I have no idea, Brian, but I have a feeling you have an answer. What is it?
I would call a man without a spade Douglas.
Oh, my.
Good morning. Well, what's all the laughter about? It sounds like you two have the joy of the Lord in your hearts today. Or is it Brian telling his silly jokes again?
JR, you should know when Brian's around, there is laughter. I don't know how he thinks of his stories and jokes, but he manages to make me laugh. Andy, this is certainly a surprise. You're not usually lively in the morning.
It was a bit of a challenge this morning, but he did decide to get up instead of sleeping in.
Oh, good. Then you can help me with my final homework question, dear brothers.
Sure, Brian. That's what brothers are for.
What is it, Brian? I'll be glad to help you.
Well, what do you...
Well, as you can imagine, JR and Andy were not laughing at Brian's joke. They went off to school and had a great day. After the bus ride home, the boys met Mom in the kitchen, and the conversation went something like this.
Mom, will Miss Teresa be here for supper tonight?
Yes, Brian. She said she would gladly come tonight, but I'm going to need everyone's help to be ready.
I can help JR and Andy set the table. Come on, boys. Let's get started.
This is so much fun, Mom. I sure do miss Dad at times like this, though.
I know. We all miss him. But we know he's in heaven with Jesus now. He really enjoyed having people in our home and sharing meals together.
I really miss him when we do our family devotions. He always seemed to help us understand the Bible. Do you know what I mean, Mom?
Yes, JR, I do. I'll get it.
Aunt Betty, it's Miss Teresa. Hi, Miss Teresa. You're just in time. Come in. We're glad you're here.
Hi, Julie. It's good to see you, too.
Come on, everyone. Supper is ready, and Miss Teresa is here.
It really smells good.
Aunt Betty, you always make the best meals. I love being here to eat with you and learning to cook such great meals.
Well, thank you, Julie. We love having you here with us as well. Supper's ready, so come on to the table. Oh my goodness, I think my children are hungry.
I am!
Me too, it's my favorite spaghetti.
You know, Betty, your children certainly do love your cooking.
Yes, they do, and I'm thankful for that.
Here, Miss Teresa, sit beside me.
Mom, would it be okay for Cousin Julie to sit beside me tonight?
Certainly.
JR, I would love to sit beside you. Thank you for asking.
Brian, I believe it's your turn to say the blessing for our food.
Sure, Mom, but first, let's join hands around the table, everyone. Now, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this day you gave to us, and thank you for everyone here at the table tonight. Thank you especially for the spaghetti, too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Betty, for the invitation to come for supper. This is wonderful.
You're welcome, Miss Teresa. The children were talking about your visit to school and how you read the parable of the sower to the class, so I thought maybe you could come help them understand it better. I hope you don't mind if we do it this way. Julie is willing to help too.
Oh, she doesn't mind. She loves to explain God's word to us. Don't you, Miss Teresa? Cousin Julie is great at explaining things from the Bible too. You and Cousin Julie make a great team.
Yeah, Brian. I do love sharing God's word with all the children at church. Thank you for that compliment. And I'm glad Julie is here to help. She has great insight and understanding.
What's a compliment? That's when someone says something nice about you or what you've done, Andy.
Oh, okay. Miss Teresa, I always loved being in your Sunday school class. You made the Bible come alive for us. I think God used you to plant a seed for teaching in my heart. Your class was always exciting. I loved acting out the Bible stories and singing the songs. You made understanding the Bible fun.
Thank you, Julie. I love finding ways to share God's word and make it come alive.
How about we move into the living room and I'll do the dishes later.
Yay!
So let's get started, everyone. Julie, would you please read Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 5?
Sure. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up."
Thank you, Julie. Now would you please read Matthew chapter 13, verse 18 and 19?
Sure. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. Miss Teresa, you always had us pray that God would show us what he wanted us to learn from the scripture. Should we do that now?
Julie, thank you. I didn't realize that you remembered that part of our class. What an encouragement you have been to me. Would you like to pray?
Of course. Father, help us understand your word and what it means in our lives. Amen.
Wow, Cousin Julie, that was a short prayer.
Well, it was short and to the point.
If you were to draw a picture of what this scripture is saying, what would it look like?
I would draw a farmer with seeds in a bag.
Yeah, and I would have the farmer sowing the seed as he walked along the soil.
What does sowing mean? Do I need a needle and thread?
No, Andy. Sowing means he was tossing the seed to the ground.
And I would draw some birds eating the seeds as fast as they fell to the ground.
Great ideas.
Aunt Betty, do you have a large piece of paper and some markers or crayons?
I do, Julie. Why do you ask?
Well, I was thinking that if we worked together on this, we might understand it better. What do you think, Miss Teresa?
I think that'll bring God's word alive.
I'll help, Mom!
Okay, let's get started. This is fun. Can I draw the path?
Sure, I'll draw the farmer.
Don't forget to put the seeds in his hand.
Okay, I've got the birds and the seeds on the path.
And I'll write the scripture verses at the top.
This is wonderful. I like what you're doing.
This was a great idea, Julie.
Thanks, Aunt Betty.
It sure was.
I love this.
Me too.
Me three.
Me four.
This is a beautiful way to share God's word. And if you don't mind, could I take your drawing to the Sunday school room and hang it on the wall?
Yes!
So now, Miss Teresa, what does all of this mean?
Well, Brian, do you remember who the farmer is?
Yeah, it's Jesus.
That's right. And how about the seed? What are the seeds?
Oh, I remember the seeds are the stories that Jesus shared to help people understand God's love and the word for them.
That's wonderful, JR. How about the path?
So that would be like a heart that receives the seed or stories from God's word that Jesus was sharing or telling the people, right?
That's right, Julie. And finally, what do the birds represent?
The evil one. The devil, right?
You are all right.
So, Miss Teresa, is this what the parable means? God wants us to hear the message about his love for us and how he wants a relationship with us. He sent his son, Jesus, to help us. But the heart that is the path only hears the words and doesn't understand what this relationship is all about. Satan comes and steals the words away, and your heart is like the path. You don't believe God or want a relationship with him. Is that right?
I don't want a heart like that.
Me either. Me either.
I certainly don't want a heart like the path either.
Miss Teresa, you taught us in Sunday school that Satan is our enemy, but God gives us the victory. Each day, we need to pray and ask God to help us understand his word and grow in believing him. You can even pray, Lord, help my unbelief at those times that you are struggling, and he will help you.
That's right, Julie. God will help you.
Miss Teresa, I do believe in God. I mean, I believe there is a God, and that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. But there are times when I don't believe that God will help me. You mean I should ask God to help me believe?
Yes, Brian. That's what you need to do.
Me too?
Yes, all of us. We want to guard our hearts so that our enemy doesn't come and steal away what we believe. God is who he says he is. His word is full of so many promises. Even I'm learning that.
But sometimes I feel like my heart is like the path.
JR, you can ask God to help you believe, and he will. As I read this scripture today, when anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. I prayed and asked God to show me what it meant. It's like I've been blind to understanding God's word, and when I prayed, it was like he touched my eyes, and I wasn't blind anymore.
What's wrong?
Well, I saw the path at Jesus, the parable, and what Jesus was doing, but I think I want to put the birds in snatching the words that Jesus is giving us. I really do want to believe what Jesus is saying, so my faith will grow.
Well, Brian, that is wonderful. You are understanding the scripture.
You know, I believe God is showing us that we need to stand strong in our faith. A heart like the path won't keep our faith growing. Our enemy wants us to turn away from God, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yeah!
I can't wait to tell Miss Lori what we've learned. Thanks, Miss Teresa and Cousin Julie.
You are welcome. Could we pray, Betty?
Yes, certainly.
Julie, I believe you are to pray today. Would you please do that?
Okay. Father, thank you for your word and helping us understand it. Forgive us when we don't believe that your promises are for each of us. Help us believe. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. God's word came alive today. Thank you, Miss Teresa. Oh, I wonder what Miss Lori is thinking.
Dear Lord, I need to prepare my lessons for tomorrow. Help me share with the children so that they understand what the parable of the sower is all about, especially the path. Thank you, Lord.
Wow, what about your heart? What would God discover? Is it like the path where the seeds are sown, but the enemy comes and steals the seeds away? Do you understand and believe? Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Mustard Seed Kids and Heart Conditions, The Path. See you next time when the family will learn more about God, our hearts, and how His Holy Spirit helps our faith to grow.
The episodes of the Mustard Seed Kids are being produced by Kingdom Kids Incorporated, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Watsontown, Pennsylvania. Gifts from the First Baptist Church in Milton and Christ Evangelical Church in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, have made this program possible. Their byline is Education Through Puppetry, and they present both religious and secular, that's non-religious, programs wherever God calls them to go. You can find them on the web at www.hiskingdomkids.org. Why don't you try to draw an illustration of the path? It will be fun to see what they look like. Remember, Hebrews 11:6 tells us, faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Send your illustrations to us and we will respond. Be sure to put your name and address on your picture so we can write back to you. Send them to Kingdom Kids Incorporated, 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. A special thanks for today's episode, which featured Ted Brungard as the announcer, that's me, Donna Bridge as the narrator and writer, Liz Folk as Mother or Aunt Betty, Carol Watson as Miss Lori, Harrison McDuffie as Brian, Jonah Flowers as Junior or JR, Max Stahl as Andy, Kaylee Kessler as Cousin Julie, Teresa Boatman as Miss Teresa, of course. And thanks to Doug Bridge, our producer. A special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for the use of his words and song lyrics and music, and use of his music in our programs throughout all of the Mustard Seed programs. You're listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search for Kingdom Kids. Until next time, seek God and believe that He exists. Then your faith will grow and you will please God.
He makes the flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, and He's the tree. If we don't stay close to Him, then we'll fall off down into sin. Oh, whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below.
back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh,
as we praise Jesus and love Him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.